following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
The following production of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
Check for sound. Check for power. Get it ready.
Systems online.
Now let's get fired up for the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
So I'm a foolish cardinal.
It's about leading the league and fucking wins.
Welcome to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Roethlisberger.
Roethlisberger.
What the fuck is wrong with Ben Roethlisberger, whatever his name is?
And now here's John and Tom.
We stink. Stink.
Get out, scream!
Chasing the shotgun, steps up, has time, fires a bomb down the right sideline for Braylon Edwards. He's got it! First and goal, Jets at the 6-yard line. 16 seconds to go. Houston shows blitz. Here they come. Sanchez back, lobs it back left corner for Holmes. He's got it! Touchdown! Santonio Holmes gives the Jets the lead, and the Jets win it. The Jets 30, the Texans 27.
One hell of a job. We'll take the dang win, regardless of what it looks like. Unfreaking believable job by the offense there.
Absolutely.
You talk about picking up the damn defense now. Great job. And you know what? We're going to get ripped. We're going to do all this kind of jazz. And who gives a rat's ass? All right? We found a way to win. We'll take it. And hey, if we talk about mental toughness, well, how was that? Huh? Mental toughness right there.
I love it. He goes, he wanted to say mental fucking toughness, and it just came out.
I was going to say, man, dang, frickin', is this Rex Ryan or is this just some, you know, clone that they put up there in front of the cameras?
It's about leading the league and fucking wins.
Right.
What do you know? I think they are, aren't they?
They are. They are.
Yeah, they are.
Everybody told me, no, they were 9-7. They backed into the playoffs, blah, blah, blah.
No, one of us picked them to go to the playoffs last year, I recall. Blah, blah, blah. So, man, I don't think they're Super Bowl ready. I mean, they look real good. You know, winning in the end like that again. Santonio Holmes, dude. Does he have a knack for scoring the touchdown with less than 10 seconds to go to win big games?
I think he does, yeah.
Seriously. You know, oh yeah, pot's bad for you, by the way.
Right.
He sure learned his lesson with those 4 weeks off, didn't he?
Yeah, cocaine's horrible for you, too. Ask Michael Irvin and his 3 rings.
Jeez, well, yeah, that one I'd argue with. Now listen to him.
Bang Cartoon Radio Hour, show number 168. I'm Tom. He's John. He's a Redskins fan. I'm a Cowboys fan. Congratulations to us.
Yes, that's right. Big wins for us both this week. Ha ha to Giants fans. Ha ha ha. Your big bulbous head quarterback looking stupid, laying on the ground, flopping around, fumbling the ball.
Jason,
all by himself.
Oh, what was that? A dog roll?
What? It was worse than a dog roll. My dog roll's ever better than that.
He said after the game. He said after the game, I got to learn how to slide. I thought you were trying to slide, really,
dude. How hard is it to slide, Tom? You just stick your butt out and let gravity do the work, man. What really is the problem here? He looks like a blue light special at Kmart.
Yeah,
he does with that big thing on his head.
Well, Jason Garrett remains the only undefeated coach in the National Football League.
No, he's got company now. He's got this fella from the Vikings, Leslie whatever her name is.
Right. Yeah, we'll see how he does this weekend.
Hey, he's got the Redskins this weekend.
Oh, you guys are playing. You give him his first game, huh?
Yeah, that's right. By the way, you know, we're breaking tradition this year, Tom. Usually we do not do a Thanksgiving show.
I know.
Yeah, according to the Jewish James Bond villain, Adrian Lord, he says that's good because there hasn't been anything good enough this year to put in a best of anyway.
Oh, really?
That's, you know, he's out in South Korea dodging artillery shells. I don't blame him for not having anything to laugh about.
Hmm.
Remember, he just went over there just in time for the war. Keep your head down, Mr. Lord.
Well, Rex Ryan, tell Adrian Lord what we think of his opinion.
We don't give a shit.
Right.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
Yeah.
Moving right along.
Peyton Manning and Eli Manning, the Mannings, they both choked this weekend.
Losers. Losers. Are the Colts over? Are the Colts done?
No, they're tied for first place in their division. They're not done. And Manning showed that he can go into New England, and play very well. Now, granted, he threw the death pick, but yeah. he played amazing in that game, most of the game.
He plays amazing in every game, let's face it.
Well, that was an incredible performance up to that point. I mean, I know he had another pick early, whatever, but that what he did in the fourth quarter prior to that, I mean, come on, didn't you think he was going to lead him right down and win the game?
I did, but you know what? I tell you what, the Patriots look like a team of destiny right now, Tom. Tom Brady believes it. Tom Brady is leading that team right now, and I think that that's going to be enough to push him over the top. They got a pushover game this week with New England on a short week. I mean, with Detroit on a short week.
Well, Terrell Suggs disagrees with you, and we'll get to that coming up. But Manning not only cost the Colts the game, but he cost me my fantasy game in my keeper league because I lost barely because of that. Because of how that ended, I lost, so I'm not very happy with him. But speaking of fantasy football, I have climbed to sixth in our Gridiron Challenge on ESPN.
You have?
I had a big sixth. Week. Yeah, I'm up to sixth place. So
that's great. I think I'm up to 87th.
I Showed Up to Play is hanging on to first. Mighty Mighty Gork Tones in second. Skip's Vajrag is in third. The Napolitan Crackheads and Roethlisberger's Roofies are tied for fourth, and there I am right behind them. My wife is in 14th place, and we've talked about it. She forgot to set a roster in week one, so she had a zero. If she had set a roster and scored 100 points, which based on what she's done all year, I think she would have, she would be in first place.
Your wife is amazing.
Unbelievable.
She's amazing.
Kicking ass.
I noticed Tar Heel's perverted uncle is going down just like he was hanging out with a third grader.
Right. We've got audio today of Tar Heel that nobody's ever heard.
Ooh, we have new Tar Heel.
Yes.
I like the guy that's also tied in. That's a new name for me this time is Troy's Pink Fruity Drinks. That's a good one. And it looks like Joe Mama is the team captain.
Right. In the pigskin pick'em, I forgot to put my picks in.
Yeah, way to go. I guess you were trying your wife's strategy to catch up, right?
I'm in a Yahoo group with pick'ems, and I got 11 right. So, I mean, I'd be up there pretty good, but, nothing I can do. It's over. Sean, no cow button too small, still in first place by one game.
That is our old buddy Yisman, by the way.
Yisman, yes. And he is followed by the Wisconsinant Koalas.
Because we all know the Wisconsinant is the Melbourne of Australia. Or no, the other way around. Melbourne is the Wisconsin of Australia.
Melbourne is the Wisconsin of Australia.
Right.
Don't tell me we have new chopper, too.
We do. Oh. We got the Oopa Yoopa Doopas in California, also tied with Wisconsin Koalas. And in at number five, I love this team name, Ann Arbor is a whore.
Yeah,
as
she is.
They get ready to get the shit beat out of them by Ohio State this weekend.
Here's my story, it's sad but true, about a girl in maize and blue. We made love, but then I started to cough, and 1 week later my dick fell off. Ann Arbor girls got bad diseases. Ann Arbor girls are dirty sleazy. Ann Arbor girls got open sores. Ann Arbor girls are dirty. This Ann Arbor girl, she was quite a spectacle, but turned out to be a protein receptacle. I think she really must have lived a life of sin, cause when I got on top, I fell right in. Ann Arbor girls got bad diseases. Ann Arbor girls are dirty sleazy. Ann Arbor girls got open sores.
She's a smelly whore.
Now do your part and beat Wisconsin, please.
We'll try. We'll do our best.
No,
man.
Wait a minute.
Tell you what.
No, you don't have. Who you got? Michigan State.
Well, you know what? We had Indiana last week, right here at FedEx Field, and whooped them up.
Yeah, and I heard Joe Pa's coming back next year.
The good Lord willing. You know, as long as I don't do anything outrageous, you know, I just keep it, you know, PG. Everything should be fine.
Let me get to the chopper audio real quick. He watched another NFL game, and he was very amused by something. Listen to this.
I was watching NFL on Monday, and a fella scored a try. He scored a touchdown. And he went. It was like he'd done a fucking salute, eh? There he went, punch, punch on his chest, and he... There, it looked bloody beautiful, man.
He went punch, punch on his chest, and it looked bloody beautiful, man.
Nothing I like better than to watch some abbo punch his chest.
You know what I mean.
Right.
He likes the strangest things in football. He likes some guy mouthing off in the end zone, and he likes Peyton Manning because he's white.
What do I like about fucking Peyton Manning? He's the goddamn white fella.
He throws death picks.
I thought all NFL players were aboriginals.
Now, who was it? Do we know who he saw a score that saluted?
I have no idea. No idea. He doesn't either. He doesn't. He doesn't know either.
Wait till he sees a Ravens game and gets to watch Ray Lewis do his stupid dance.
We gotta tell him. We gotta make sure he sees that.
Let's get fired up.
Yeah, he's gotta see that.
I got fired up.
Well, you know, he'll get to see that. We'll wait till the playoffs, because that's when they always show it, and he does, you know, he goes crazy, so we'll wait till then. That'll give us something good for January. Green Bay got another coach fired. You know, they got Wade Phillips fired when they blew out Dallas, and then they go into Minnesota and blow them out, and they get Childress fired.
Who do they have this week?
Who, Green Bay?
Yeah, who do they play?
Green Bay's at Atlanta. Nothing's going to happen there. But the following week, they play San Francisco, so they could get Singletary fired.
That would be fun. That would be fun. Boy, the Packers could go into the playoffs with a bunch of scalps on their pole.
A hat trick.
Yeah. Hey, the Redskins beat them. Hey.
Yeah, how about
that? Pleased with that. You want to hear the screwed up stat of the month?
Okay.
All right. The Redskins are 5-5, right?
Yeah.
The five games we've lost, we've scored over 20 points. The five games we've won, under 20 points.
Wow. That's bizarre.
It is. It's not a trend I want to see continue.
All right. Anyway, Brett Favre, he really didn't have much to say after this game.
This one's got me at a loss for words. Disappointing would be an understatement.
I swear he's going to cry.
Almost.
It's tough.
Oh!
It's tough.
Call the assistant tissue manager to the press room.
He was starting to crack, John. He was going to cry.
Really, you know what he's doing? He's sitting there thinking, you know, these people hate my guts. I got to figure out a way to get him back on my side. Look at me cry. My tears is purple, Tom.
Let's see here. Where do we want to go next? Michael Irvin?
Oh, hey. Can't ever go wrong with Michael Irvin.
Yeah, we just mentioned him. You said you like watching him on the NFL Network. And he says Green Bay wanted to do this to the Vikings.
You do know that Green Bay wants to be the one to drive this dagger in the heart of Brett Favre. And the best way to send him out is what he feels comfortable with. Interceptions, and that's why they will win. And Green Bay knows how to get interceptions.
Mooch waiting for you right now. You're talking about Favre.
Don't hurt me, Mooch. I'm sorry.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you something. Brett Favre plays the Redskins this week, right? All right, his first pass in the NFL was an interception for a touchdown by Andre Collins of the Redskins. The last pass of his NFL career might be an interception touchdown by the Redskins. Yeah. Let the Redskins drive that dagger. I love how he says that. He gets so damn cloak and dagger.
Dagger. Dagger. Dagger.
Drive that dagger. He gets very dramatic.
Oh, speaking of Ray Lewis, he was texting with Ray Lewis.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for real. And he's going to read Ray's text on the air.
And I called and reached out to Ray Lewis. And let me tell you something. Ray wrote back a book. I'll read some of the stuff Ray wrote back on this. Ray said to me, I said, Ray, they're saying You guys are losing the touch.
This is a direct text from Ray.
From Ray. Ray wrote me. 15 years I've carried this thing as well. I started, you know, 15 years, and really they're 10th today right now. That's probably one of the lowest rankings. He says 15 years I've kept you guys up, so don't even try this. He says. Then he hit me. No TD Sanchez. No TD Carson Palmer. Two TDs Tom Brady lost in overtime. One bad game against Buffalo, but we won anyway. This is exactly what he says now. Then he says, so we lost the pass, head of the AFC. We lost to Atlanta, head of the NFC. He says to us, let me tell you guys something. Continue to watch as we go 7-3, 8-3, 9-3 with the Steelers coming in, and then we will take care of the Steelers, and we should answer this question. Losers, he says, stats are for losers. We win over here, buddy, and we will win in Baltimore. You guys just watch it, and then make sure you get it out on the air. Ray, I'm doing my job. I'm getting it out on the air.
It's the very first Sunday sit-down via text.
Yeah, we're doing it. NFL Network. Let me tell you something.
It is a new millennium.
When I hit Ray, before I hit send, he had already started answering back. None of us are ready. They said, you guys are losing the edge. I hit send. I saw answers coming back. What do you mean we're losing the edge? Ray takes this seriously. He sees stuff like this. Somebody has to pay. I would hate to play to him today.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I got fired up, Tom. I got fired up. I saw that Michael Irvin was texting me. I said, oh, Michael Irvin's texting me. Look at my dick. Look at my butt. Look at my dick. Oh, I got to get fired up. That's why I can't be tweeting. Of course I wrote a book. I'm all fired up. Hallelujah. I can't be tweeting. I can't be getting down with no 160 characters. I said to my daughter, Ravenette Alita, just be Michael Irvin on the text. She said, get fired up, daddy.
So if I fail, we all fail.
Right.
That's right. If I text, we all text. Motherfuckers, y'all are paying for this shit. I get my stuff free because I'm Ray Ray. Oh, hell.
Oh, gotta love Ray Ray.
And Michael, could you imagine if those two sat in a room together? Did a couple of lines of coke?
Oh, Jesus.
That would be too fun.
I'd like to hear the two of them talk about the Bang 8 play that Michael is always rambling on about.
Yeah. It sounds like an homage to yours truly.
Here he is talking about that.
Yeah, but it does affect the game on the field. And we want everybody healthy. Let's be real here. I made a living running that Bang 8. We called it the Bang 8 because when it hits you, bang, somebody hits you, bang. That's why they called it a Bang 8. And how did it come? It was bang, bang. Now, right there, that would have been what we call bang, bang. This is a bang eight. That's that bang eight. He was supposed to get banged right there the second time. And catch that ball if you are a man. Bang, bang.
Sounds to me like somebody's calling my name, Tom.
Bang, bang. Bang, bang. Bang, bang.
That's what it is. It's a coded message. You know that? That's a coded message. Jimmy Johnson's sitting over there on Fox watching him going, what the hell's a bang eight? What the hell's he talking about?
Bang, bang, bang. Bang, 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 bang. Here I come. Bang.
Jim Lampley.
They're constantly talking to his Tom in a secret language that only we can understand.
Oh, you pretty chitty bang, bang, chitty chitty bang, bang. We love you. And in chitty chitty bang, bang, chitty chitty bang, bang. What we'll do near, far, in a motor car. Oh, what a happy time we'll spend. Bang, bang.
Absolutely.
Oh, it's great. Absolutely. It is great.
I think everybody should pay homage. I think that's terrific.
Try and stop it. Bang!
Bang, bang.
Right.
Dagger.
Thank you, thank you.
Very good.
Drive that dagger.
All right, well, you know, we are on topic of Ray Lewis and the Ravens. As I mentioned, Terrell Suggs does not agree with you about the Patriots. He thinks they're a big fraud, John.
A fraud?
He thinks they're
Have they been exposed, Tom? Is that possibly what it is? Are they the worst 8-2 team in the league?
Well, I know they have the worst pass. They have the worst pass defense in the league.
Oh, yeah?
It is horrible.
So you're saying that their pass defense is as vulnerable as Ben Roethlisberger's jaw when Richard Seymour's in the area?
Oh, was that? I laughed so hard at that.
Dude, let me tell you something. Ben Roethlisberger, you're a big boy, right? You are a big boy. You're going to trap little girls in the men's room. But when Richard Seymour turns around and punches you while you have a helmet on your head and you fall down straight into the fetal position, you big vagina.
Here I come. Bang, 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 bang.
Yep. He dropped him.
Down
boy.
Went Benny, Benny, down went Benny, Benny, bang, bang.
Bang, bang.
You shot me down.
Bang, bang.
I hit the ground.
Bang.
Awful sound.
Bang, bang.
I want to personally thank Richard Seymour for paying the $25,000 for that.
Right.
Because, man, that was more than a lot of fun to watch.
Just Ben come walking and almost dancing and skipping over there and da-da-da and pow! Just
bam.
Right on the ground.
He got drilled, man. That was great.
That was like LeGarrette Blount in college flooring that guy, man. Only he had Ben had his helmet on.
I know, and he went down into the fetal position, dude. He dropped like a sack, and he's on the sidelines getting his eye looked at.
Oh,
he hit me. The big guy hit me in the face.
Where did anybody see that train go by, man? I mean, Jesus, just crushed him.
Honest to God, when he was laying on the field, Tom, I think I saw his thong. Panty waist.
So anyway, Terrell Suggs was on something called Rave TV, which I guess has to do with the Ravens, Rave TV, and this is what he had to say about the Patriots.
It was bittersweet. It was bittersweet. I was thinking last night, like, you know, if, you know, the Patriots were a movie, they would be Bring It On.
Bring it on.
The Rancho Cucamonga, the cheerleaders, they'd be like, yeah, they're a good team, but their championships are fake.
Ooh, their championships are fake, John.
Tom. We gotta stop bringing this up.
It's just, it will never, ever end. Ever.
How can we stop doing this, Tom? I mean, really, man. Even Terrell Suggs is listening to us and being influenced by the gigantic pull of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour. And keeping this conspiracy against the Patriots alive.
Beautiful.
You know, he's on Rave TV, right? He's in this freaking club with a bunch of those little glow sticks in his hand. Yo, dude, the Patriots are freaking losers, man. Bunch of cheaters. Freaking T-sizzle.
That's great.
Oh, hell, that's good.
All right, so Thanksgiving coming up here. And like you said, we don't usually do a show, but there was just way too much to talk about and get into. We had to do a show.
Right.
I told you we had some Tar Heel, and I've had this audio for a while.
This was right before he quit talking to everybody.
It is.
It was white. He quit talking to anybody white.
But we never got around to playing it, and then it was Christmas, and we just thought, well, we'll save it for next year, so we'll have something fresh of Tar Heel, since he won't talk to us anymore. So, Tar Heel's perception on Thanksgiving.
What's the history of damn Thanksgiving? How the first damn dad tell you about the damn Mayflower and all that shit right there? I mean, shit, damn. Here in the United States, they always associate the damn Thanksgiving with the motherfucking Mayflower. And ain't a person in this room, well, not an American person up in this room, say that they don't. When I was a kid and all that stuff, when they associate Thanksgiving, they always associate that shit with the damn Mayflower, them motherfuckers coming off that damn boat, them damn Indians telling them motherfuckers what to eat, what not to eat, them motherfuckers gathering around the damn table, they share each other's damn food, the next thing you know, the motherfucking damn people's off the motherfucking damn love boat or the motherfucking yellow boat, whatever you want to call it. They stab the motherfucking Indians in the motherfucking damn back and shit. Come on now.
Wow.
First it's turkey, then it's motherfucking damn slavery. They come over there in the Mayflower, the motherfucking damn Mayflower, the motherfucking Menina, the motherfucking Pinta, and the motherfucking damn Santa motherfucking damn Maria. And they laying on Plymouth Rock. And they say, yo, bitch, we gonna be having some asparagus and turkey. Fuck your maze.
Buddy.
Yeah, shit.
Oh, hell. Everything's a conspiracy, man. The white man's destroyed everything.
Nothing like Tar Heel giving you a history lesson.
Well, let me talk to some intelligent peoples up in here.
Right.
Can you imagine him at the head of your table with the carving knife ready to cut the turkey? Yelling and screaming about what they did, bitch. The motherfucking damn white man come over here and ruined everything.
I'm about to cracker crush him.
He's going to cracker crush him.
he's got the electric knife. Before I carve up this bird, let me tell y'all something. Oh my God. He's got a little dashiki. His tablecloth has a big power sign. You know, it's black right. and yellow and red.
Right.
Or green and black and red.
Giant black fist. Right. Tar Heel, what are we having for dinner?
These nets.
Oh, hell. Oh, shit.
There's something nobody expected. I'm sure everybody enjoyed that. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, buddy. Oh, hey, dude, we got a double happy Thanksgiving from one of our listeners. Remember we've been bugging Kevin in Sweden, that Eagle fan over there in Sweden, to send us some kroner?
Yes.
He sent us 50 kroner.
50 kroner. How about that?
I don't know how much that's worth over here, but I put it up here. I taped it up on the wall. It looks really nice.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on. It's $9 and change. Just under $10.
Okay. Well, thank you there. And he also sent a $20 bill and told me to get you a lap dance.
Get me a lap dance.
He sent a newspaper article. Apparently he's a football coach over there. He's teaching American football over there in Sweden. And it's all in Swedish, this interview of him. To Philadelphia. And then he answers, to Copperheads. So go Copperheads, man. That's our favorite Swedish football team. Everybody on the Bang Cartoon Radio are Go Copperheads, and that's the way it works.
Go Copperheads. Very yeah. good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's see here. Oh, we have another guest for Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Well, we're about to. We're going to make a phone call to one Freddie Smoot.
Awesome. It must be the season.
I think we have him on like every year about this time, don't we?
At least. Yeah. I mean, you know, usually when he's playing football, we have him on, but he's not even in the league anymore. He hasn't even picked up. The Redskins worked out a bunch of cornerbacks and safeties the other day. Didn't even see him.
Well, let's get today's Freddie on the play. Phone. Fred right. Smoot. By the way, just real quick, for anybody who might have just started listening, Tar Heel is a guy that used to come in the chat room that we talk in on paltalk.com, and that's real. He's absolutely as real as it gets, and now at this point he just hates all white people and won't even talk to us anymore. Even though he claims we're off white.
Yeah, we are. We're off white because, you know, he thinks we're all right good peoples.
But
yeah, he's gone completely militant. Kill the white people.
Exactly. So
it was good to hear from him though, even if it was from a long time ago. It was a voice from beyond the grave, Tom.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. All right.
On the Bang Cartoon Grave.
Let's see what Freddy's up to here.
Hello. You be reached to Best Buy Television Department. Freddy Spoopy's peeping. How may I help you?
Fred, it's John and Tom from the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh, hey, Philip. What's going on?
What, you're at Best Buy? What happened to DirecTV? What are you doing at Best Buy?
Oh, man, no, man. See, DirecTV, that wasn't where I want to be at, you know? Now, that was just to, like, pad my resume, you know?
Oh.
That's how I got this great seasonal job at Best Buy. It'd be good, man. If I do all right, man, I sell lots of extended warranties. Maybe I can become part of the Best Buy team after the holidays, you know?
Oh, so you're just there just Christmas time only, huh?
Well, you know, we'd be trying out, man. It'd be like training camp, you know? That's how it worked, man. You'd be that's how, you know, you do in the corporate world, man. You'd be go to college. Like, for me, I went to Mississippi State. And then you go to MFL and you play for the Redskins, and then you play for the Vikings, and then you buy a house next to Sergeant Slaughter, and then you go back to the Redskins and you miss lots of tackles, and then you go to DirecTV, and that gives you the experience you'll be needing to join the Best Buy seasonal selling team, you know, to be moving televisions at Christmas time.
Have you taken any of the Best Buy staff out on the boat and had a little party?
No, man, but I'll tell you what, man, The boat be forgetting who Freddy Smoot is, man. I be saying no. I be a mitten man. They be like, we don't even know you no more. I be saying like, yo, man, you remember my double, you know, my little purple friend? And they be like, no, man, we both don't even know your man.
That's
what happened. You get out the league, and they just forget all about you. I'll be glad y'all called, because, man, I be got lots of thoughts about the MFL, and, you know, y'all be the only ones that be talk about it with me. I be talking about my friends at Best Buy, man. They be looking at me like they don't even understand what I say.
Well, I want to ask you a couple things about the NFL. First, are you ready for Thanksgiving? You all set?
Yeah, man. I'll be all ready for Thanksgiving, man. I'll be going down my mama's house in Jackson.
Eating good, huh?
Oh, man. We're going to be having some turkey. We're going to be having stuffing with cranberry sauce. And we're going to be having some mashed potato, some biscuits with gravy. We got the greens. We got the camby yams. Man, you know, everybody, you go to your family house.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Yes. Yeah. Is there one thing that somebody make you just don't like?
No, I pretty much eat everything in sight at Thanksgiving.
Oh, shit. You be come down my mama's house, man. My sister, man, she be making this pork and asparagus and whatnot. And then, man, I don't even be eating that shit. They make your pee smell funny. I don't want to be passing no, you know, been failing no business at Best Buy, man. I got to be making the team.
What about oysters? You eat oysters at Thanksgiving?
Oh, man, oysters would be good for you, man. Oysters go right down into your, you know, I can't be saying on the radio, but, you know, oysters be, man, they be good for your sex life.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You be don't need no mittens, you got oysters.
Okay.
Tell you what, I can tell you what, we got the punka pie. After the dessert, man, we got the punka pie, we got the pica pie, and we got the cherry pie.
All right. Very good. It sounds like you're going to eat well.
Going to mash it all up and eat it with whipped cream.
All right.
Eat it like that.
Well, you said you wanted to talk about the NFL. You didn't have anybody to talk to about it. So, obviously, you've been paying attention. You saw Dallas fired Wade Phillips, and now they got Jason Garrett as their coach, and he's won two games in a row.
That's right. Yeah. It was long overdue. Wade Phillips, he had no business being the head coach in the NFL.
Right. And but from what we understand, if Jerry Jones decides to keep Jason Garrett on as the head coach into next year, he still has to honor the Rooney Rule. What do you know, he's still got to go out and hire or interview at least, you know, African-American coaches. What do you think about that?
Right. But, you know, I'd be glad you asked me about that because, you know, I know what the Rooney Rule be supposed to be doing. It'd be making it all fair for a brother to get a job and to have a coach, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that mean they're going to have to be talking to my lawyers about a job before they be hire somebody, right?
Yep.
All right, so with that being said, I want to go ahead and announce my candidacy for head coach position for every team in the NFL that need head coach after the end of the year.
Oh, okay.
Coach Smoop. It'd be sounding good. It'd be looking good. I smile real good for the pictures. That's right, Tom. I got the resume. We were telling you about that up top, man. I told you about the resume. And if I don't make it on the team after the holiday here, you know, let's just say I could be using a job, you know, and head coach be sounding like a good one, man.
Well, don't you think you should start out as maybe, you know, a defensive backs coach
or an assistant
of some sort? I don't know, water boy?
How hard could it be? Look here, listen. Hey, you over there. Be throw to that guy. That's right. No. Don't be do like that. See? And then I go over there and I show them how to do it right. That's all you got to do.
Tell me this then. How would you stop these big-time collisions, these big helmet-to-helmet hits? Because, you know, these defensive backs now are hitting these receivers and knocking them on their ass, and they're going to get fined and maybe even suspended for it.
That's ridiculous, man. I tell you what, Tom. I got to tell you, I'd be glad I don't be playing these days. It be hurting a nigga in the wallet, man. I can be glad. You know what? Back in my day, they fined you a little bit, man, but not like they do now. Now, I'm going to tell you what. Just for your audience, just for this crowd, I'm going to be telling y'all something I bet y'all never know.
What's that?
I'll be a defensive player, right?
Mm-hmm.
I never got fined even $1.
How'd you manage that?
Nope. See, man, I figured that out soon enough, man. I figured they'd be fining guys for hitting people. So I just avoided doing that altogether.
Then they
give a lot of fines for helmet to helmet hits, and so now that what not me, man. If they gonna find me, they gonna find me for maybe like face mask to foot or something like that. I might lose a few dollars for that.
Okay,
that's it, man.
Oh,
well, that's your paycheck. You keep it all.
All right. Well, look, we got to get going, but before I let you go, you got any thoughts on who you think's gonna be in the Super Bowl?
Well, I'll be hoping it be me because I got a friend, man. He be saying he could get me a job as a beer vendor. And that'd be coming about right on time in the beginning of February, right after holiday, you know.
I meant what teams going to be playing, Freddie?
Oh, hell, I don't know. I'll be saying the Patriots and, let's go with the wild card there and say the Chicago Bears.
The Bears?
The Chicago Bears.
Wow, Bears and the Patriots.
Tell you what, no. If my team leader be catch me on the phone, I'll be getting fined, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we have a happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
All right, Freddie, you too. Enjoy all that good food. We'll talk to you again soon, all right?
All right. See you. Call me ground Christmas.
All right, buddy. I don't know. I can't imagine John him trying to explain high definition or anything to me about the television.
It'd be 1080p, Tom. You can't, you know.
1080p.
I think that right there would give him enough trouble.
Every time he opens his mouth, it sounds like he's saying 1080p.
Could you imagine somebody standing there trying to figure out how to spend $1,500 while this guy's blabbering on in front of him about God knows what? Like an alien in front of you talking, abba-dooba, abba-dooba.
Right. All right, let's take a break. We gotta come back and talk to Jerry, and there's apparently a conspiracy has taken place in Dallas. This is unbelievable. Ooh.
A conspiracy, Tom.
Yes.
You know, from what I understand, conspiracies in Dallas are plenty. But if you close your eyes and when you open up again, the guy gets out of the shower and it was all a dream.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, Wade Phillips is gone and the fix is in. So we're going to get into that. Ooh. And as we go to break, I had never heard of this comedian before. I stumbled across this. His name's John Caponera. Have you ever heard of him?
No.
Well, as we go to break, here's John Caponera talking about Thanksgiving and football.
Radio Hour.
Guys like Thanksgiving. Love Thanksgiving. Sit around, eat your ass off, puke, eat again, watch football, fall asleep. It's beautiful. Who knew the Pilgrims liked football so much? They were ahead of their time, let me tell you. Pilgrims were the best. Love those little guys. Hats and their buckles and their boots. They were awesome. They had it going on. They knew it too. They're probably sitting around one day going, look at all this land and food and resources. We gotta have a party. Let's have a big bash and give thanks. Invite everybody. Tell the Indians to come on over. What the hell? Once a year ain't gonna kill us. Tell Chief Chucklebutt to bring the whole tribe. Everybody bring something. Tell the Indians to bring the yams and the corn. We'll get the turkey and the potatoes and the gravy and the broccoli and the string beans and the cranberries and the biscuits and the bucket pies. Then we'll get all wasted on whiskey and beer and wine and margaritas. Then we'll skin a pig and toss it around and tackle each other. Maybe it'll turn into something. I don't know. Sounds like a pretty good plan to me. Who knows? It might even become a tradition. And wouldn't you know it? A tradition was born.
VOTech. VOTech.
For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech.
VOTech.
Thanksgiving is a very important holiday. Ours was the first country in the world to make a national holiday to give thanks.
Isn't he the cutest thing?
Hi, this is Sergeant Workman.
Sergeant Smith.
From the 454.
And you're listening to John and Tom.
Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Ow!
What do you make of the fact that Garrett is 2-0 as the head coach?
It's simple. Jason Garrett was sandbagging when he was offensive coordinator.
He wanted the head coaching job so badly.
He knew he was the coach in waiting. He knew that no matter what Wade Phillips did, if he would have fell short of a Super Bowl, it was going to be his opportunity to coach. So why not, instead of opening the playbook up, keep it a little tight? Why not, instead of going to a guy that's an animal in Dez Bryant more often, let's just don't call those plays or keep them on the sideline. Why not? Let's do what we got to do to get a chance to be the head coach.
That's
I'm
a
sorry.
Strong allegation.
You got Dez Bryant that's out there now making plays. You got a wide variety of plays that we hadn't seen. The playbook's open now. I mean, come on.
And
I'm just saying.
You know that some players will play for a coach,
right,
and they won't play for other coaches.
I agree.
Is it possible that they just didn't want to play?
for Wade Phillips?
No, it's not possible.
No?
Nope, I don't think so. Right. I think Jason Garrett was sandbagging. I'm sorry, I said it.
Now you say that's a big accusation, but we talk to Dallas beat writers all the time, and that's out there.
Oh, I've heard it.
In Dallas, that's out there.
But still, it doesn't change the fact that is a strong allegation.
Okay, so then you'd have to say that the Dallas Cowboy defense was in on it, too, because they gave up 45 points to the Packers. They gave up 41 points to the Giants at home. So you're calling one of the biggest conspiracy theories since the grassy knoll if you're saying that he's sandbagged games. I just find that a little bit too much.
Well, it is Dallas. Was he calling the defensive plays, too? Okay, so the operative word here is sabotage, right? You're saying Wade's,
same thing.
Jason sabotaged Wade?
Sabotage is better than sandbag. Okay. Thank you,
right,
Skip.
Right.
He sabotaged things.
If this is true, I'm going to have to write another book about the Dallas Cowboys. This is better than my hell-bent book.
That's insane.
That's ridiculous.
It is.
Are you kidding me?
Right, Skip? Come on.
You see Garrett over on the sidelines with Gronkowski?
Hey, look here. I want you to just flare out. Don't block anybody.
Right.
Let Romo get smacked.
You know, I like the Stews, especially Ryan Stewart. But come on, Ryan. Give me a break, man. You know.
Where there's smoke, there's fire, Tom. I think this Garrett probably smells like a liberal. He's out to stuff the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay, all right, Rush.
Promote his agenda.
Here's Rush. Rush is all over this.
Promote his leftist playbook.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit, yeah.
All you have to do is turn one guy on the defense, Tom. Uh-huh. One guy that Jenkins. You go to Jenkins, you say, we'll give you a bonus if you just hang up on a couple of tackles, suck for a few games.
I'm just wondering, you know, how all the guys that he got to commit penalties every week until he became coach, you know.
The minorities, they always fall in line for the liberals.
You know, they got to get Jesse the Body Ventura in on this one, dude.
Oh, God, yeah. Conspiracy theory. Jesse's got to do a show on this. That would be fantastic.
Once Romo was put out of the game, everything turned around.
Maybe John Kitten is really like an alien overlord. That's why he's so freaking ugly, because his skin doesn't fit right.
I went to Dallas Cowboys headquarters, but I could not get in the doors to talk to Jerry Jones. Something stinks here. It's 3 a.m. I'm here at Cowboys headquarters. Nobody's opening the door. This is obviously evidence of a big plot. There's a helicopter flying overhead with mariachi music coming out, and someone hit me in the head almost with a tequila bottle. There's obviously something going on here, Tom. Oh, my God. You see Jerry hanging out of the helicopter. Hey, you're back and suck.
Did you hear that? And I think I just heard a donkey.
They're obviously kidnapping lower species here.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Well, we have to ask Jerry about this and the Rooney Rule thing, so let's get Jerry on the phone. I don't even know if he's heard anything about this. Probably not. Not between all the hookers and
he's 2-0, man. He's partying it up.
Yep.
And he's got a Thanksgiving to prepare for, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's
not like it used to be, though, I'd have to think. There's no turduckins you have to cook because Madden's not coming to town.
Well, they still do that. What is it, the galloping gobbler?
Could you imagine having to explain to all his Mexican cooks how to make a turducken? Because, man, you have to make six of these dang things. Madden's coming in.
Right.
See, okay, the turducken.
Yeah, they still give something away. Maybe it is a turducken. Maybe they still do the turducken.
Oh, I don't know what they do.
Yeah, they give away something.
Hello?
Jerry Jones.
Hey, how y'all doing? Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you. Jerry, I couldn't be happier. Our new coach is undefeated, the only undefeated coach in the National Football League.
Oh, he's great, ain't he? He's great. He's the best redhead there ever was.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He is. He's the greatest redhead in history.
But, hey, we'll get to him in a minute, but what is this? Have you heard about this conspiracy stuff with Garrett? What the heck?
Hey, look, let me tell you something, Tom. The Warren Commission said that Oswald did it alone, and if that's good enough for me right there, that's all it takes. Besides, I wouldn't know what a grassy knoll was if I was standing on one, which I never was anyway, so it's kind of pointless to even ask me about it.
Well, I mean, people, there are actually people who think that Jason Garrett sabotaged the team so that Wade would get fired and he would become coach.
I thought you were talking about something else, some kind of like, you know, oil reserve rights or whatnot. Never mind. I'll tell you what there, Tom. That's just a bunch of goddamn mumbo-jumbo cooked up by that there Skip Bayless. You know, he's a homosexual, right?
Well, actually, no. Skip ended up defending it. You know, because they're saying, well, how come all of a sudden Dez Bryant's so great? And Skip said, well, you know, he didn't play in training camp. He didn't really start getting into the flow of things till October. So, yeah, he defended you. It was these stews. But it's not just the stews, Jerry. There's people all over the country saying this. It's you know what, Jerry? It's those damn Redskins fans spreading that propaganda again. Those, like John. John does that shit, Jerry.
He's a goddamn propaganda spreader. That's what he is. I heard all about that stuff on the podcast last week.
Right.
I heard y'all was fighting about that stuff
right
there. Well, let me tell you, I never got drunk a day in my life and talked to no goddamn reporters about nothing.
All right.
That's all there is to it. I'd take him up in the helicopter, but there ain't going to be no hookers or tequila, let me tell you that.
You're gonna Scarface him, huh?
That's right. That's right. We're going to say, hey, look up here. Watch this. That's the way it's going to work. I'm going to tell you what, though. You can't trust that goddamn Skip Bayless. I don't care what he says. He's a goddamn homosexual. That makes him a leftist. That makes him a goddamn communist. And you know what? He's always sending Troy Aikman flowers. The man just can't take no for a goddamn answer.
Oh, I see.
Right.
Right. See, there he is right there.
Yep. All right, well, about Garrett, so far so good.
He's great, ain't he? He's like my boy, ain't he?
He is. He's great. You gotta love him. Very smart, great demeanor on the sideline. Now, if you decide to keep him, I understand that if you want to keep Jason as your coach next year, you still have to honor this stupid Rooney Rule.
Yeah, you know, I gotta tell you, man, it's one of those things that we gotta do to ensure fair play here in the NFL, and I got no problem with it because I got me a Mexican guy that works down the kitchen. He's going to interview for the job just as soon as the season's over. I told him if he did that for me, I'd let him bring his whole family up here to live in the stadium. Of course, they got to work, too. All right. He's all right with that.
Fred Smoot said he would like to apply for the job.
What? Head coach or to work in the stadium? I could use somebody selling popcorn, I must say. You know, we run out of people down here sometimes. You know, when it gets cold, you know, everybody goes back south.
Oh, man. All right. Well, I find that whole Rooney Rule, I mean, if you're hiring a new coach and you're having a full-blown search, that's one thing. But if you already know who you're going to hire, why are you going to waste some poor guy's time and your own time? You're going to fly some guy in. He knows you're not going to hire him. It's just silly.
I agree. It's totally ridiculous. But, you know, look, it works. I got to say, it works. I mean, you know, if you think about it, this is one of these things that's just unheard of here in the NFL. Nobody ever says anything about this publicly, but we got a lot of outreach programs with a lot of these special needs people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we had a little thing in place last couple of years ago where we said, okay, everybody has to, when you got a free opening for a coach, you got to interview one of these special needs people. You got to interview one of these retards that, you know,
right,
can't get accepted into society. And I did. And you know, what do you know? Wade Phillips was hired and it was my mistake. I can't help it. So we just go from here, right?
Right.
All right, so that's the way it goes.
So far, so good. You did not make a mistake last week. Packers, Eagles, Patriots, Cowboys. Jerry, you went 4-0 on your picks.
God dang right. Boy, just call me Mr. Viagra. It's pointing to the north.
Well, you're now
pointing to the north.
You're now 21-24. If you can do it again this week, you will actually finally, for the first time this season, get above 500.
God dang it, Tom. I'm way above 500. You should see the goddamn receipts. You know what? They still think I'm that boy Garrett, I'm going to kiss his feet. They still think we can get in the playoffs. They're going to keep on buying tickets. Ridiculous. I was talking to one stupid one in the chat room the other day. Said he was thinking that they was going to go 9-7 and get a wild card.
I know. All right. Well, Michael Vick, the dog killer, and the Philadelphia Eagles play at Chicago, taking on the Bears. What do you think?
Well, you know, I tell you what, Tom, everybody's going to call me crazy. Everybody's going to call me crazy, and it might be crazy because I might be just had a little bit out of my head with some ecstasy, and I got this Mexican hooker in my lap right now giving me a you-know-what. But I'm going to go with the big I'm going to go with the hot hand here. Give me the Bears and the big fat upset.
The Bears.
That's right. They had a shutout last week. The Eagles got swelled up heads after that big Monday night game against the dog-butted Redskins, and they's going to get deflated a little bit. I'm going to go ahead and take a Bears.
All right. And what about Tampa Bay at Baltimore?
Now, I tell you what. Oh, pardon me. A little tequila on my chin. All right. You know what sucks? The tequila, it seeps down inside the plastic surgery scars and makes me smell like I've been drinking and driving. Anyway, Tampa Bay Baltimore looks like a real good looking game right there. That Ray Lewis, he's just got a whole pant load of intensity, don't he?
He does.
Yeah, that LeGarrette Blount's going to run his ass over. He's going to say, you've been in the league 15 years here. Look, my cleats. I was 6 years old when you started playing football. Bam!
Oh.
That's what's going to happen. Josh Freeman's going to have a big day, and the Bucs win and wow. send a statement.
Oh, wow. Didn't expect that. All right. All right, Peyton Manning, he choked at the end of the Patriots game, and this time he's going to be back at home hosting San Diego with Phillip Rivers.
Hey, you remember that episode of Star Trek when them guys had them big foreheads and they would just kind of put their hand up to their ear and they would think real something bad and their
temples
would start throbbing and then Jim Kirk would fall down on the ground.
Right.
Right. Well, he's going to do that, and it ain't going to be a goddamn bit of good. The Chargers is on a roll. Peyton Manning's going to be home watching the playoffs. They're going to go in Indianapolis there, and they're going to win another one. The Colts is done, boy. They ain't nothing but horse meat.
All right.
That's right. They think they're coming down here to play in the Super Bowl in my stadium.
Counting out Peyton Manning. Okay.
Hey, there's no Rooney Rule says I got to let one of them come down here coaching my stadium in the Super Bowl down there, is there?
If they make it to the Super Bowl, they're there, you know. If they make it to the Super Bowl, they're playing in your stadium.
That thing, we ain't going to have that.
All right. Speaking of your stadium, it is a tradition to have a game there every Thanksgiving. And
that's right.
Doesn't get any bigger than this one. You will host the defending world champion New Orleans Saints.
Oh, boy, I tell you what, man. I got to go with my hometown team there, the Dallas Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys on Thanksgiving Day in front of God and everybody, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to carve up them Saints like they was John Madden turducken.
All right.
I'm telling you, Jason Garrett's going to be 3-0, baby. And I'm going to give him the keys of the ranch.
All right.
I mean, that is unless Humberto from down the kitchen proves to be a qualified head coach.
All right, sounds good, Jerry. So we got the Bears, the Buccaneers, the Chargers, and the Cowboys winning this week.
There you go. Another undefeated week right there. Everybody, take it to your bookie.
All right, Jerry, well, you have a great Thanksgiving and look forward to the game on Thursday.
Absolutely. Listen, when you're chewing on that there turkey leg, think of this little honey down in my lap.
All right, Jerry. Take care. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.
Man, he's living high on the hog, Tom.
My God. He's a happy boy.
The life of a billionaire, man. It's just got to be rough.
Right. This is like this is the conspiracy show today.
Ooh. The conspiracy show. You know, I felt like there's been somebody looking over my shoulder the entire time we've been doing this.
Well, speaking of conspiracies, there's another one going on. This one's going on television on Dancing with the Stars, John. A conspiracy with Dancing with the Stars.
I read about this. This is unbelievable, Tom.
Bristol Palin is still in this competition, and the accusations are flying that the votes are being fixed because it appears that you can vote over and over and over again on ABC's their website.
Let me guess. We're going to mobilize. We're going to get Bristol Palin this silver crown.
Right.
Strike a blow against tyranny. Vote for Bristol.
Well, here's the thing. On some Republican message boards, there's been people posting messages. One person explained that you don't have to use a valid email address and that there was no validation process. All you got to do is put in a valid zip code and a birth date that shows you're 18 or over. And this one post said, I'm voting like a Democrat all night long. And then somebody else said, Lord have mercy, I voted for 3 hours online. I got 300 votes in for Bristol.
You know, the thing is people that would do this for this will do that if they were given the opportunity to do that in the presidential election.
Exactly right.
You know, and I think it's funny because you know what these people are thinking? You know what? Her daughter winning Dancing with the Stars means her mother ain't a bimbo that ain't qualified for jack shit. So I'll vote. Really, do we politicize everything?
Oh, I know.
Fucking
I know.
Morons. Get a life. Seriously, get a fucking life.
I'm still waiting for some, you know, for them to politicize the whole TSA deal.
Oh, absolutely. It'll happen very soon because everybody's supposed to go on strike. Today is Tuesday. Tomorrow is the most traveled day of the entire year. So everybody's supposed to stop and not allow these frisks and these things like this.
They said if just two people at every airport do that, it will back things up like you would not believe.
So then you know what you do? You rely on the mob. Guess what? You think those people that are behind those two idiots that are backing everything up are going to want to be in let's take part in this protest and be behind them? Fuck no. They're going to get their asses stomped and thrown into the room to get strip searched. Get the hell out of the way. I got a flight to catch.
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
You know what, man? I'm telling you, I don't care. Touch my fucking junk. I don't care. I just got to get over there and sit down and go and wait for my plane. I couldn't care less. It's not like my junk is all that spectacular.
The body scanning is it's nothing but a white shape. What the hell's wrong with these people?
They're crazy. People take everything to the nth degree extreme now because there's extremists that can get on the internet and make their thoughts known to multitudes of people. And people start to believe everything that they read and that they hear. So, you know, I don't know whether these scanners are good for you or not. And if I was a person that was commuting every day by plane and had to go through these scanners every day, I'd be concerned about what it was doing to me. But really, man, you know, it's not like it's your right to fly.
Well, you don't have to. You know, right. this is not a deal where you're trying to cross a public street here and you're being scanned to do so. You bought a ticket to fly on a plane. This is their policy. If you don't like it, don't right. fly. I don't know what else to tell you. I wouldn't right. want to be felt up by some guy, right. but I don't mind. I got no problem with the body scanner showing a white silhouette of me. Who cares?
Look, one guy gets his underwear to finally light on fire, and everybody's going to be wondering why they didn't stop him. And, you know, people sit there and say, well, you know, we can't let fear live our lives. I understand that. But Jesus Christ, it's not like these bastards don't keep trying. Right? Last Christmas, the guy tried to light his underpants on fire. We had the guy try to light his shoe on fire. Just a month ago, they tried to send a whole bunch of packages across, to Chicago that were designed to blow up in the middle of flight. Thank goodness they caught him.
Right.
You know, so, you know, everybody, shut the fuck up. Seriously, that's directly from the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour, Tom. That is an official shut the fuck up.
Exactly.
To everyone.
All right. Let's talk about real terrorists.
Yeah.
You got any email?
Oh, yeah. I guess I do.
That's where the real terrorists come from.
All right, well, we've got to thank a couple of people who are funding our terrorist operation. Thank you to Carlos and to James for sending in their donations. Thank you very much. Everybody should take a lesson from these two guys.
Oh, we got more money?
Yeah, they got more money. We got more money.
Oh, the Christmas bonus grows.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you to Carlos and James. Thank you. I'm telling you, anybody else, you got to take a lesson from these guys. These are stand-up BCRH fans. Thank you very much. We even got a guy sent us Kroner, Tom, that had to be dragged across the frozen tundra by dog sled and then handed off to a whaling boat to bring to Greenland where they could put it on the back of a carrier pigeon to bring to me. That's dedication, people. All right. Now, this is a surprise for Tom. Tom has no idea that this is what's going on. Our friend from the chat room that we've known for many years, Moss, who Tom can't stand and fights with all the time.
Moss is all right. We just fuck around. Moss is fine.
Moss got Deion Sanders' ear on Twitter a couple of days ago.
Oh, really?
Yes. So I'm just going to read you the transcript.
Okay.
All right. Hey, Deion Sanders, I heard you have like 10 bathrooms at your place and some workers that were in your house had to use them and your wife said, no, get out of the house. And then he has another one that says, is that a true story? I think I saw it on TMZ. So Deion Sanders writes back, well, would you allow a plumber that's been working in your house to take a dump in your toilet? Well, what about 15 plumbers?
Wow.
Enough said. I gotta say, Deion's got a point.
Hey, pardon me, senor. Would you mind if I use one of your gilded toilets that's been paid for with Dan Snyder money? So take a number two. I'd got to do a numero dos.
So, great up for Moss. Moss also went on to criticize him because he criticized Brett Favre for coming back again.
Oh, hell.
And Moss got a hold of him and said, how dare you say anything about him? Didn't you retire two or three times yourself?
Right.
And Deion wrote him back and said that, you know, I was asked to come back by my brother Ray.
Oh, for Christ's sake. Well, Brett was asked to come back by lots of people.
I got fired up to ask for Deion Sanders to come back for the Ravens. So big ups to our buddy Moss.
Very good, Moss. Nice job. That's Moss Super Freak is his name in the chat room. Obviously a Vikings fan, and he was a huge fan of Randy Moss and decided to keep the name. So yeah, that was good.
He doesn't come in our room very much because he fights with some of the people in there.
Who doesn't? I fight with some of the people, and everybody fights with people in there. But nice job, Moss. That was good stuff.
All right. Tom, we have another celebrity guest here.
Oh.
Bryan Adams. Bryan Adams writing in.
Bryan Adams?
He of the no-talent Canadian spaghetti face variety, Bryan Adams. Bring back the Mallette brothers. Yeah, right. So, maybe. Maybe. Let's see. Yisman also asked me. Remember, I said earlier in the show, Yisman is no. What is it? No call too small.
No cow button too small.
All right. Well, he wanted to know if I've ever listened to the shows after they've been recorded, and sometimes I do. Sometimes I don't. Most times I do. Sometimes I don't because sometimes I'll record it and then it's out the next day and I still remember it all. So it's like it's sort of like a rerun.
Right.
But. You know, and then I just never get around to it. But I'm just curious as to why he asked that. That's one of those questions where I would have to ask you, what? Why? Oh, hey, Tom. Hot Sauce writes in.
Uh-huh.
Hot Sauce writes in and says, hey, guys. Well, Tom seems so angry about all that propaganda. It sounds like he's in denial, just like Troy Aikman. But we all know how Troy feels about smelling a little Vince package.
I smell a little Vince package, I'm telling you.
You smell a Vince package?
I smell a little Vince package. I smell a little Vince package.
I don't.
He smelled a Vince package. Hail to the Redskins. All right, frustrated Philly fan writes in and says, it hasn't been a week yet, and I already miss Wade Phillips.
Aw.
Aw, too bad for him.
Yes.
Damn it, you've got to be shitting me.
I'm going to say it just here at the end of the show because that's all the emails I have left. So just so I can go on record as saying it, and I'm never going to say it again if I can help it. The Eagles look like a friggin' Super Bowl team. Shut up.
Well, don't they? How many times have they looked like that? And then we know what will happen.
No, yeah, but this time they don't have the huddle puker in there. This time they have a bona fide serious weapon back there.
So was he upset that I was yelling at you? Or?
Oh, a lot of people wrote in and told us to stop fighting.
Really?
Look, yeah.
Aw.
You guys make too much out of that shit. I can't help it. I'm a propagandist.
Oh, wait. Wait. Okay, John.
Yes.
I'm sorry. So sorry. That I was such a.
Yeah, by the way, I just wanted to let everybody know that I didn't know Tom was going to play that song, but the roses did show up about an hour ago, and that was very nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I got one thing to say to you.
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Uh-huh.
All right, so here's the deal, all right? Last Monday, all right, this past Monday, yesterday for us, but, you know, whenever you're listening to it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was asked by the Redskins to be on a fan forum net broadcast, and I think it's going to be broadcast on television sometime. I don't know. I really don't know. But I know that the thing went out live over Ustream. Now, this thing is brand new, and it's called Redskins Fan Zone, okay? So they had a couple episodes, and I asked them before we started, how many hits do you get? You know, how many visitors are you getting? How many people are tuning in to watch this? Because mm-hmm. It looks like I haven't been able to find any archive of it, so it looks like it's only live. And they said they had about 75 listeners or viewers that were popping in on Ustream.
Ooh.
Right? Oh, yeah. Ooh. Well, I find this out 2 minutes till showtime, so I couldn't really do anything but leave a message on Tom's phone and hope it got out. So here's what we're going to do. If they ask me to come back, because, you know, I was myself on that show, which was... You know what I say? The Redskins are the stupidest fan base in the NFL, right?
Right.
And I didn't back away from that. Anyway, if they ask me to come back, here's what we're going to do. I'll know when it's going to be on. And we will all tune in so that when they see it go from 75 viewers to 5,000 viewers.
Or 100,000.
Or yeah. However many of you guys. I don't care if you watch it. Just tune the damn thing in and get up and go outside. I don't give a shit. Just leave it on there.
Then we can take over a television show.
A Dan Snyder-owned television show.
This is how it all starts, see? This is where it all begins.
Right. Right. So, like, they have me on, and boom, the numbers go up, and then they don't have me on, and the numbers go back down to 100 people. And then when they have me on again, I'll tell y'all again, and boom, their numbers go up, and that's the way we go.
And then nothing can be denied. We'll own the world.
That's right. And then I can start to really influence the NFL.
Right.
Hey, don't laugh, Tom. Look, man, in that last cartoon, I had the Redskins in a 2-minute drill classroom, and what did they do? They went out and ran a successful 2-minute drill.
There you go.
I had Wade Phillips. Okay, we knew Wade Phillips got fired, but then Chili got fired.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So my cartoon is prophetic.
Absolutely. All right.
I think that's it.
That's it. And as we leave the show, did you know, John, the phrase, any given Sunday? You've heard that
yes.
phrase. Everybody knows the phrase. There's a movie titled right. Any Given Sunday. It's been around a long time. The phrase Any Given Sunday was born on Thanksgiving.
Oh, really?
Yes. And,
I did not know that.
Yes. I will let NFL Films...
I sound like Ed McMahon.
Yes. I will let NFL Films explain it as we leave, and we'll do it again next week.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
An unexpected event on Thanksgiving actually helped create the league's most famous cliche. The year was 1962. Vince Lombardi's Packers, who went on to become world champions, lost their only game of the season. The Detroit Lions sacked quarterback Bart Starr 11 times. It was dubbed the Thanksgiving Day Massacre. And afterward, Commissioner Pete Rozelle explained the result by simply saying, any team can win on any given Sunday.
Visit BangCartoon.com for a complete archive of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour as well as Bang Cartoons.
BangCartoon.com. Listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still, yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
Bang Cartoon Radio.